Yeah, Charlie here.
Hey there, Charlie. This is Joe here again. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot better, Joe. It was, yeah, okay.
All right, okay, well,
I'm just getting emotional here. I'm getting, I've been trying this for 2 or 3 days now for this last weekend. And first of all, I got a file that was from Microsoft. And I'm trying to load it on my computer, and now it's,
That's A-okay. Well, that is the reason I'm here to help you out, okay?
Okay.
Not you're facing issues with the brief form, so that is the reason we're trying to go ahead and help you out, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Good. Yes.
All right. Okay. So what I have received on my end is a questionnaire that we sent out that was with the client name and website concept, specifications, basic, who the target audience, existing website, and stuff like that that you have filled in and you sent us out.
And you got that with my explanations on it?
Yes, sir.
Great. No, Jesus. Okay. Good.
Uh-huh.
My God.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I know it's a kind of a hectic thing because you're new to this, I suppose. So, yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the digital zone, sir.
Well, see, I've been trying to screw around with WordPress and Eliminator. I keep calling it Eliminator. It's not Eliminator. It's Elementor.
Yes.
And now Listing Pro. And Listing Pro and
so were you
Elementor were...
yourself?
I was going to, and I'm trying to learn Elementor using YouTube videos and things like that, and watching Daryl Wilson, and figuring out how to do the Listing Pro with the Elementor thing, website designer.
The whole integration. Listing Pro does need the whole integration for that.
Yeah, so I do have Listing Pro, and I do have Elementor, and they're both together on my website. Now, did you get the passwords by any chance on that questionnaire?
Let me check. Yes, I got the one for Citified, yes, for the hosting cPanel. I got it.
Okay, I was kind of confused about which ones. One was... C51.
Well, you don't need to send any of it, all right, as we will be creating the website as a whole from scratch, all right? So
I will be?
Yes. Well,
I thought you guys are going to be doing that.
Yeah, we will be creating the website the whole from scratch, all right?
Okay.
From the starting till the end, all right? Okay, so the website that you were that you have right now for Citified.com, all right, you had someone to go ahead and design it, or do you have someone who was building it for you, or you were the one who was building
it? No, that's why I contacted Orbit, so they could help me build it, because I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground. So that was the whole deal. That's why I was talking to the first lady that I was talking to. It's called Jane or something, Jane or June.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked for about a week or two or something, and I was trying to get some money together. And then another guy called me, and we talked and said, okay, I'll send you $600. And he said, okay, we'll start on your website.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you guys are supposed to be doing the building of the website, right?
Yes, yes, of course, we will be. So that is the reason for
okay. The way you said I was going to be building it, and I'm going to what?
No.
Okay.
No, I was asking, like, were you making the previous website? The previous website that you had?
Oh,
right,
yes.
Now?
I did all the previous stuff on there, which is jack crap, really. It's nothing. It's
I got you, Charles. You don't have to worry about it, okay? All right, so I have some questions regarding the brief that you have sent me. All right, so I got an idea that you do have the domain name that is Citified.com. All right.
Right.
And you have a business logo as well, as I can see on the website, that has the buildings, and Citify.com certified the largest city on earth.
Right, right.
Okay. So, do you know a website, citysearch.com?
Website, citysearch.com. No, I do not. Okay, hang on. I'm going to have to bring out some paper and a pen here. Okay.
All right.
I got to bring my emotions down. I've been yelling and screaming all morning.
Well, you don't have to, all right? I'm here to help. And Peter will be there to help you out with that as well, okay?
Right, okay, get my ass turned down a little bit. So I need to go to a website called what now?
CitySearch.com.
City Search, okay, S-E-A-R-R-C-H, okay,
yes, sir.
.com.
All right.
What do they do?
Well, this is the same exact thing that you're trying to go.
Okay, and then there's things like Yelp and
Yelp is a very big and a very expensive and a very old thing, all right, that they have been building for almost like 10 years or 12 years now.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
City Search, okay.
Yes, sir, City Search.
A-R-C-H dot C-O-M. I'm going to pull it up on my computer.
Mm-hmm. Are you in front of the computer right now?
Oh, now I am. City Search, Explore, Discover City Search, founded in 1995. Okay. You said Joe Lewis, right?
I said what?
Your name is again?
Joe Wilson.
Joe Wilson, okay. Yeah. Joe Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Joe Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Joe. What I'm trying to do is take like New York and get the history behind New York, and then the parks and the bus routes. You know, later on when the site becomes really freaking huge, not right now, but so, and then have everything being placed in there, like Pizza Huts, Italian restaurants, the whole bit. So whatever New York has and whatever somebody's going to travel to New York there will be able to look up just about anything on Citified.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
okay.
A pretty big scope. That's a pretty big scope.
That's a really huge scope. So, yes, I know you have to start it small and do the Pizza Hut thing for a while and then until you get some income coming in so I can make your office go nuts. Yeah, that's my goal, is to make your office go absolutely tits up.
Well, absolutely. Well, we will be happy to go ahead and provide you a good service as well, all right? And to go ahead and get you all satisfied. And, you know, creating whatever you're thinking, we'll just go ahead and create it for you.
Okay. So, I do have another domain name that I thought that might be something to where you guys can build it real quick and then sell it. What do you think about taking a website name, calling like one, like the numeral uno one, ST, numeral uno one, STLA.com. So first LA, and doing a business search with LA only on it, and then turning around and making it kind of half-ass large to we can sell it, and then get some real investor money to put down on Citified. Does that sound a little dumb or better or stupid or what?
Well, I would suggest that we start working on, as you're saying, we can. Yes, that's a good idea. All right. And we can get a different domain name. and we can start working
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, because it's only focused on one city, one area, like Hollywood and all that other stuff. And then after that gets going, then we can take the funds from that and then dump it into orbit to where they can build up Cityfied very proper. I'm just coming up with ideas.
All right, well, yeah, we can surely go ahead and do that, get you a different domain name, and we can start working on only one city at a time for now, and once you have a good investment, we can surely go ahead and go for Cityfied then. So you can start earning from that.
Yeah, okay. So I already
yeah, go ahead.
I have 150 domain names, and I got Cityfied, I got Versified, I got Money, I got, and all three of those I want put together what I call the trifecta. So not only are we going to have the business within New York, we're going to have the people with Versified. Versified is in the dictionary. So is Cityfied.
Of course.
Cityfied is in the dictionary.
Of course. Well, you're correct. All right.
And Money, now, it's spelled different because it's French. M-O-N-E-I-E. And every time I pull it up on Google search, it comes up money, plain old money. So Google understands M-O-N-E-I-E as money. So, it's an old French term for money. So, I got all three of those that I wanted to focus on a trifecta when it becomes a multi-million dollar company. Actually, a billion-dollar company. So,
absolutely. A trillion-dollar company, you can say.
Yeah, I've been doing the math for 10 or 15 years, and every time I keep doing the math and figuring out how many cities there are and how many businesses there are and how many people they are for Versified, I keep coming up with $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I need to do is get probably $10 million to you guys to where you can start on this multi-billion-dollar website that will knock Facebook off its damn axles. And take over Yelp and all that other crap. So,
approximately there are 200,000 businesses located in the city of New York.
Okay. Now, I did that with the world, and I'm trying to figure out how many businesses there are in the world. And there is no number. You can't find a number for it because it's all guesstimations.
Of course.
Okay, so
of course.
Now, Joe Wilson, what do you, on the top of your head, what do you think is most advantageous, just to keep on with Cityfied or do something to where it's one city like First L.A., and get as many businesses on there that we can, and then turn around and sell the son of a gun, and then invest all that money into Cityfied?
Well, I have to think about it. If you can just give me like 1 minute, all right, and stay over the phone for me, okay?
Okay, I'll be right here.
All right. Hey, Charlie, you there?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, I suppose that what we can do, all right, I was just having a word with my CDO. All right, well, what we can do is if you start building on different websites for different cities, right, it's going to cost you more. All right, it's going to cost
well,
you.
Well, I mean, just for one city, just for, like, L.A. for right now, just for, like, L.A. right now. And then just work on L.A., that's all, just L.A. And then make the website big enough to turn around and sell. Mm-hmm. So once you get that income coming in, then we can work on Cityfied and just show that first LA.
Of course. Well, that was my point. That
okay.
You're going to start from LA, right? You're going to start from just the LA, just one city, and all of the businesses that are present in LA. All right, you need to set it up on the website, all right, so people can view
right.
And it starts rolling out money for you as well. It starts making revenue for you, all right, so you can make money out of it. And once that is rolling out, then you can just go ahead and move on to Cityfied, correct?
Yeah, that's, and then totally sell that damn thing. Just sell it. Get rid of it. Then only concentrate on Cityfied. So
what I would suggest, because as you know that LA, let me check on that.
LA.com. Well, first LA.com. I own that domain name.
LA.com?
I own 1STLA.
All right, and what was the domain name that you said you owned? LA.com, right? Or LAST.com?
No. Number one, ST, like First Avenue. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go and see a city street sign and it says First, it's got a 1 and an ST. And ST means, well, First. And then LA. But...
All right. Okay, all right.
Okay, so all I'm picturing is my head is with some sort of an image with 1 and ST by itself, just by itself, on the main page, and then right underneath it called LA.com. So it's going to be first LA.com. But make sure that the LA.com is predominant. So, okay,
right,
so it's
okay.
Going to be
so I have
1 on top, 1 ST on top. Underneath there is going to be LA.com.
Okay, all right. Well, that's not a problem. So I just wanted to be on the same page as you were. So we're on the same page,
yeah.
And we do have a one direction. All
right,
so we can work
right.
On the same thing that you're talking about, okay? So what I would suggest
right.
That we start working on just LA, all right? And LA, I suppose, has 2,400,000 businesses, all right, with more minority and women-owned businesses than any other in the nation, all
right?
It's a top
right.
National trade center and manufacturing center as well, Los Angeles, and you know it, all right? Plus casinos and stuff like that. All of the things are there. Whoever comes in LA, all right, we'll go onto this website, and he will find, or she will find, everything in regards to LA.
Okay, that is good. So, and then after that gets going, gets wrapped up, then I want to put that website for sale to investors. So investors want to pay $1 million, $3 million for it, $4 million for it. I give that to you.
Well, absolutely. Well, the website should be. Well, the website should be worth of $2 to $3 million, correct?
Yeah, yes. And then
right.
Go around, show that damn thing, and then take that money and give it to you.
Absolutely. Well, what we need is to go ahead and make sure that this website is worth $3 to $4 million. All
right,
then we can go ahead and sell it. All right. But it needs to have that kind of interest built for that investor to say, yes, this website is worth of $2 to $4 million. All right. That kind of investment, or you can say half of that investment, or you can say 30% of that needs to be on that website. All right. To make it look interesting for the investor in the future. All right. It has a perfect working SEO. It has a perfect looking content. It has a professionalism on the website. The website's portal are working perfectly fine. The website is working perfectly fine and is generating revenue on the back end.
Right. And right now what I did was last night I went to my hosting company, A2 Hosting, and I got rid of some domain names except for Citypied and First LA.
So, do you have a host from A2 Hosting?
Yeah, it's A2 Hosting. Yes, I do. Yeah.
And which of the package do you have from A2 Hosting?
I have Turbo or some damn thing.
Okay. Well, because the website that we're thinking about, the website that we are imagining about right now, it needs to have a good hosting server. So the website keeps on running flawlessly and is not facing any kind of downtime, any kind of issues.
Yes. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about, because right now I'm paying for a server that can take a little bit of traffic, right? But the more traffic it gets, the bigger the server you have to have.
Absolutely, because when we're going to go ahead and build this website, of course, we will have more traffic, more bandwidth, more of the server functionalities, and the website functionality as well that needs to be stored on that server. All right. If the website is not going to go ahead and have that kind of space on it, and the space runs out, then the website is taken down because it is
right.
Not
so that's.
That.
But what I was thinking about doing is starting with whatever I got right now, and then building on that, and then when the income comes in, we can do a VPS server or whatever it's called,
dedicated.
A server that's
dedicated.
There you go. And then build up on that. But to build up on that, they're talking like $200 or $300 a month. So,
of course, $300 a month, that's insane. All right. What we do is we are affiliated with GoDaddy. All right. And when we provide.
You use GoDaddy?
Well, we are affiliated.
You said
with,
you.
Well, I said that we are affiliated with GoDaddy, HostGator, Bluehost. All right. We have an affiliation with them.
Yes. And I was just a day or two listening to these people that says, oh, they love HostGator, love HostGator. And then what happened is now HostGator sucks. And I tried Bluehost many years ago, and Bluehost sucked way back then. So,
well, the things have changed. Everybody has enhanced. Everybody has improved. All right.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say that. So, how could your affiliation help my situation? Or
well, what we do is usually that whenever a client comes in, we always provide them with a dedicated hosting server, all right, for their own website, and not a shared or any kind of website hosted that will harm our client in the future. All right, we always
encourage
them to go with the dedicated hosting server because the website that we create, all right, is only compatible with the dedicated hosting servers. All right, because of the power that website generates and the things and the plugins and the wording and the coding that works only works on a dedicated server. All right, that is compatibility.
All right. Okay.
And optimization.
I'm getting educated. Okay.
All right. Okay. So if you can open GoDaddy.com, can you go ahead and open that?
GoDaddy. Okay, let me go to back to the. Hang on, I gotta put the phone down. I got you on speakerphone. Let me go to GoDaddy. Now, Joe, as I understand, GoDaddy, as far as a hosting service, is one of the most worst of them all. And now you're telling me that they're okay?
Well, their dedicated servers are pretty fine, all right, because we have booked a whole server room from them, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, which we go ahead and our team goes ahead and takes care of it, all right? There's a whole server room that we have got from them. Not just a one.
So it's not a shared hosting. It's not a shared hosting thing. So you guys control the damn thing. You don't have a managed VPS or any of that, is what you're saying then, right?
Of course not.
Okay.
The shared hosting server is the baddest of them all. The one that you're telling me that it's worst, that's the shared hosting that you're telling me about. Because
shared hosting is not good.
Shared hosting might have 1,000 websites on one hosting server. If one of the websites gets any kind of virus, any kind of attack on it, the whole website server gets down. So your website will be affected from that as well. All right? So if you have opened GoDaddy.com, all right, I want you to go on to the dedicated servers, all right, and I'll show you what I meant when I said that you'll be taking advantage from us with the affiliation.
Okay, now I'm looking at domain names, website.
Three lines over there, right beside GoDaddy.com.
Three lines by GoDaddy. I'm looking at GoDaddy. I don't see the three lines. GoDaddy.
On the left side, right beside the logo, it might have three lines.
Well, I'm on a Mac, and I'm using Safari, so I'm not sure. Private?
Okay,
quit
let me,
it.
Let
what
me,
is that?
TikTok.
Go on to. Right. Okay, here's three lines. Okay.
You got it?
Now we got website, commerce, marketing tools, and
web
professional.
Go into website. All right. And then.
Website?
Yes. And then on all hosting options.
All hosting options. Okay.
And then you'll have servers on the right corner, VPS hosting, and click on the dedicated hosting servers.
Dedicated hosting servers. All right. Bam. Okay. See, that's what I'm afraid of. $400 a month. $169 a month.
Okay. So what we usually get from them is if you can see, that's $129.99 a month. All right, they provide you with 2 years of terms, okay, and that will become, if you calculate it, all right, 129.99, all right, multiplied by 24 because it's a two-year term. It goes for like $3,119.76, all right?
Okay.
But as we do have an affiliation with GoDaddy, all right, what we do is we go ahead and provide this exact hosting server on a cheap price to our clients who needs it. All right, and that is
okay.
Yeah, all right, on about like $18.99 or $19.99 for complete 3 years, not two, with 3 years, with 1 year of website hosting maintenance as well. GoDaddy.
Now, how much? How much is this going to cost me, though?
Well, we do provide it on $18.99 for 3 years, all right? But you can see that GoDaddy will provide you, as a customer, it will provide you to them for $3,119, all right?
Okay, so I'm going to do $19, $19 times 12 times... 3 equals $700.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 684? Is that what you're saying? So it's you're telling that you want to charge me $18, $19 a month then, right? For 3 years?
Well, I'm saying
$18.99.
$18.99.
$18.99. No, times.
There's no dot. $1,899.
Oh, holy shit. Oh, that's where. Oh, okay. That's where we get in a problem. I don't have $1,900 right now.
No, well, that is not a problem, all right? I didn't say that you have to pay it right now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. I just had some questions regarding the brief form that you have sent. All right. It has with. You want to start with one city right now, right? That is Los Angeles. All right. Also, would like to pay.
Because of City Pride right now, City Pride is like number 3 or 4. Right now, it's listed number 3 or number 4 on I don't know whatever. But it's a pretty high class domain name, okay? Top level domain. But firstla.com is not really a top level domain. But you guys can make it a top level domain, right?
Yes, we can by doing and performing the SEO on Google and getting you the Google affiliation.
Okay. How can we get this going, Joe? How can we get this going? Let's get this started. How can we get it going?
Absolutely. Well, my team is already on it because we received a brief form and I've already sent it to my designing team. So they can design the layout and the mockup for the website. You will be receiving 2 mockups for the website within 24 to 48 hours of time. All right? And once you receive it, you will be choosing any one of them. And once you choose any one of them, then we will start working with the development time, all right? Okay, then we can start with that. Okay, because... Yes, go ahead.
I'm just worried about when you're going to need more money. That's my heartache right now. I know I'm going to have to come up with more money soon. So now I'm getting worried.
Well,
so,
how much do you think that this website will cost you?
I don't know. It could be anything.
Just give me a ball number, the ballpoint number. Like, yes, I think this is how it's going to be to make it worth $3 to $4 million.
I'm talking about to start with, to get it rolling and let the website take care of itself. So to get it rolling with, like, maybe restaurants or something, and then later on add attorney's office or whatever. But because the categories can start adding up. And then when the categories start adding up, then the businesses are going to start coming.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
That's my...
All right. Absolutely. Well, I got your point. All right. We're going to start from L.A. only for now. All right. And once L.A. starts producing money for you, then we can go from there. Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking you on your professional wisdom that should I quit CityPied right now, or should I keep on with CityPied and start blowing it up to like 3 cities, or should I just have a different domain altogether, build that up, and then get that to where it's known to the public, especially in LA, especially for the nightclubs and the bars, the restaurants, and then get investors in it, and then turn around and sell the damn thing. So what is your professional opinion, Joe?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is just a a major, major decision that has to be made, so that if we make one false move, it could be tits up and not any good. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, well, what I would suggest, all right, as we will be creating the whole website backend and stuff like that, that we should stick with Citified, all right, and get the ball rolling from over there, starting from LA, all right, and then we can start adding up the cities over there. So it all builds up in one area only, all right?
So just leave LA alone. Just leave LA alone and then take Citified and throw in New York, LA itself, so we don't need first LA. We'll just start with, okay, start with Citified, and now the question I've been having for several days is I've been watching David Wilson do this thing with the Listing Pro. Now, he puts cities in there and going, okay, this is New York, this is Las Vegas, and he does this. Then he puts categories. Now, the question is, mm-hmm. when you put a category in there, do you have to put a category for New York and then come over there to Las Vegas and put a category for them?
Yes.
So you have to have... If you're going to have Italian restaurants, so if you have Italian restaurants, one, there's going to be Italian category for New York. Do you need to have another category under the program of Listing Pro for Las Vegas for Italian restaurants.
Yes, it needs to be created for all of the cities separately.
Separately. That's what I'm trying to ask you, I think.
Yes.
Okay, it has to be separate. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know how to ask the damn thing, so...
Oh, no, that's okay. All right, you're good.
Okay, so the categories have to be separated for each and every city.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, and you said that you also need to place the information about the city so the site would have the content for SEO.
Well, see, what I'm thinking about doing is get on... I did it before. I was on Fiverr, and getting contractors up there to write about the hitty... the history of, like, New York, and do a 500-page essay or something, and then turn around and putting that in the website. So, like, the history of New York
I
don't know, some sort of storyline for...
Well, as of the SEO content is concerned, all right, we do provide the service for writing the whole website's content regarding whatever you require, because content writing is the process of mapping out ideas for development of the website content that meets the search engine optimization guidelines. All right, website.
There we go. There we go.
Websites
okay.
require a quality SEO content to best represent their brand or services. Well, if you want your site to showcase your positive brand image and achieve your sales goal, we need to go ahead and produce a descriptive, original, understandable, and SEO and Google-friendly content, because the content needs to be sent out to the Google team so they can verify it. But not only that, we should also enhance our content marketing efforts to capture our audience's attention to move prospects through our sales funnel, all right?
Okay.
Content writing is not an easy task, all right? It needs to
yes,
be done through a professional.
Yes, yes. And How can we get this going, Joe? How can we get it going to where the people within the United States will help, will pay for CityFi's growth? How can we do that to have the people?
Well, when we're going to go ahead and market this website, of course, a lot of investors and a lot of people will get in contact with you like, hey, I want to go ahead and invest into this website. All right. And I want to go ahead and invest $1 million or $2 million into this so we can earn the revenue. But the website itself needs to be that worthy. All right. So when you have any kind of introduction or an interview with a millionaire investor, the website should go ahead and, get their attention.
Okay.
All right. If a website doesn't have their attention, if the website is not self that good or up to their mark, then you will not be receiving a good response from the investors. All right. You will not be getting that kind of a response that you want. All right. And if you're not go ahead.
How can we get the businesses? How can we get the businesses that need, that want to come into CityFi to pay money? Pay money, go in there and says, I want to be part of CityFi because they're so famous right now. That's what I'm wanting to. How can we get to where when the money comes in, it goes straight, well, by way of train and bank travels, it goes, most of it goes to you guys. Okay, because reinvest. So where you're building all the time, constantly, because I want to have 10,000 cities on CityFi.com. That's why I came up with the slogan, CityFi, the world's largest or the Earth's largest city. So, I want it. Yeah, see.
I do understand that. I do understand. All right. So, it needs to have a good content written. It needs to have a good visual for the website itself. All right.
Okay.
What I would suggest, all right, that the website itself, have you seen City Search, right?
I was on City Search, and it just shows cities, and that's all it does is have a list of cities. But it doesn't do anything. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
It disappeared on me again. Okay. I need to find out where – oh, there it is. Okay, there's City Search, and I see that Alabama, Alaska – oh, they're doing this by states, but there's there, okay? Then you got Birmingham, Huntsville, Anchorage. Let's go to Anchorage. That's where I live, close to. And then, all righty. Then restaurants.
Restaurant in the search bar in Anchorage, all right? And it'll take you all of the restaurants that are present there.
Right. Now I'm on restaurants right now, top restaurants in Anchorage, and this is not even close to a list that I think that should, explore top restaurants. Let me see. Hacienda, Little Caesars, Columbia Restaurant, I never heard of that one. La Cabana, that's been there for years. Chair 5, I've never heard, Lone Star Steakhouse, Sullivan Steakhouse, I've heard of all that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now.
Click on that.
All
right, it'll give you the information, where is it located, and what is it about. You can just call them, all right, and once you call them from this website, all right, it will generate revenue for you.
Right, right. And I'm looking at right now the restaurants. This doesn't look good. This City Search just doesn't look good.
Absolutely. Well, it doesn't look good because it was created 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it's blah. It doesn't. When I'm sitting there, Hacienda Restaurant. I mean, that's nothing. That's okay. That's nothing. Yelp or something like that.
Well, do you think that this website will get any kind of investors? Absolutely not. What do you think?
No, no. No, that's this site sucks. Yelp is, I understand Yelp is making $1 billion a year.
It is. It is.
So, but I need it to be even more fancier than that. But, and that's going to take money and lots of time, and lots of heartache and pain. And
well, this is going to take around like 4 to 5 months or even 6 months of time to go ahead and generate a website that will go ahead and provide you revenue.
Yes, so that's my fear. That's my fear. I need to know, am I going to have to sell my house to do this? I mean, when they start...
Yeah, you know that the website that you're generating is not an easy task, all right? It's a good competition that we will be giving to Yelp, all right? If we want something better than Yelp, then we are going to go ahead and compete all their functionalities. What do you think?
Yeah, yes. I just want when the people sign up and put their restaurants in, Are their lawyer being a lawyer businesses or their automotive shop, whatever, when they put that in there, I want the money to go into account, and then for somehow or another I can pay you guys out of that account to make the site bigger and bigger and bigger. That's what I want to do. That's what my desire is. So how can we set this up to where when you make money for the site, you guys get more money invested in you?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what I want.
Absolutely.
I want to build your bank account up.
Well, absolutely. Well, we're going to go ahead and try a little less to go ahead and fill yours up as well. All right. Well, that's the whole goal, help each other.
Right, I'm just worried as hell that I'm going to have to go bankrupt to get this done. So, but I want the people that have shops in there that I mean, I can see 20,000 businesses giving like $20 a month, or I don't know what they do. I don't know what Yelp charges for being on. And then not only that, there's a spot within Listing Pro to where they can make ads. They can pay for ads to be placed on number one of restaurants.
Yes, go ahead.
And they can pay a certain amount of money to be listed at the top of the restaurant chain.
Mm-hmm.
And Listing Pro also has the ability to put rating stars on there. What do you call that? When people rate the places where they go.
Reviews.
There we go. So... I get all tongue-tied when I start talking.
that's okay. All right, I do understand that. All right, so
okay.
What we need, all right now, is we need to go ahead and start on this, all right, and I am pretty sure that, let me just go ahead and check on it for you. Just give me a minute. Where is it? All right. All right, okay. Where is, just give me a minute, Charles.
What's that?
Just give me a quick minute, please.
Oh, okay.
All right, you there?
Yeah.
Apologies for the long hold. All right, okay. All right, okay. Well, I was just checking on the Yelp. All right. Well, Yelp will have, you will be having to give a good competition to Yelp, all right? Well, features that Yelp has is the check-ins, reservation, and ordering food, and reviews, and rating, and location-based recommendation. Whoever signs in or go onto your website with that specific location, your website will showcase the restaurants, the hotels, and anything like that regarding to their location, what location they're on right now, and nearest bars or restaurants or nightclubs or whatever it is. All right, it will feature that right there.
Yeah. And as I remember, as I recall, you can actually put in a dot within they have geographical location. So within Listing Pro, so wherever you're at, and you're says, I want a listing for 20 miles away, 100 miles away, or 5 miles away. And it will pull up all the businesses within wherever the freak they're at. And so that's another thing I just wanted to mention. That the geolocation thing, where the people are. And not only that is they have the hours of operation off onto the left side or right side or something. The right side. So, not only that, some of these restaurants also, you can put in menus on their websites. And, Joe, are you still there? Joe?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay, you disappeared. Okay.
No, I was listening over to you. I just didn't want to go ahead.
Okay. Like in Listing Pro, you can have a free listing, a $25 listing, or a $40 listing. So it depends on what you want to put in those listings. So if you have a restaurant and you want to add your menu to it, you could put that in there. Mm-hmm. But you might be charged, you will be charged more money for that. So it depends on what plan you want for your business to be to advertise.
Okay. All right. So I had some questions regarding the briefs that you filled in. All right. The government, the entertainment, it's everything of the business and those cities together, having information on the site. All right. You have a new, we will be later introducing a new website that is Versify.com?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right. Okay.
That's what I was saying before. CityFied is going to take over New York, business side of things, New York, business. Then Versified comes in a little later on. Versified is going to be like Facebook, but Versified and CityFied will be working together to where they're linked together like twins, like Siamese twins.
Yes.
Then that's the people within that city. Versified is in the dictionary. It says, Versified says it's like the Bible. It deals in verses within words. That's what Versified means. It's... Mm-hmm. Has to do with words, like a screenplay for a theater. So Versified means to put in words.
Absolutely. Well, who is the target audience that we will be needing? A good marketing team who can just go ahead and market this website as well, so people can see the website and sign up over there with their business and let you know how much will they be paying to you, correct? But for that, we do need to go ahead and market this brand as well. All right, and as per the existing website, you have this with the ADU hosting. I think that is a shared hosting with you. All right, color preferences, I have already sent it to the team, so they will be designing it for you. Competitors, Yelp.com and YellowPages.com. Yelp, I am looking at it right now. But Yelp is a pretty big thing. But if we're going to go ahead and give a good competition to them, then we need to go ahead and, you know, design something that will last forever and will be a much more bigger thing than Yelp.
Yes. Yeah, I want it to be extreme worldwide, 10,000 cities. I want 200,000 businesses listed. So it's CityFight is all about cities. It's nothing but cities, cities, cities everywhere.
Okay. All right, and you said SSL is required as well?
The who?
The SSL is required.
Well, SSL for transferring money.
Well, do you know what that is?
Secured socket layer.
Yeah, and what does it do, and what is it, and what is it about?
As I know, it talks between the servers and the computers to let you know who is talking to whom.
No. Well, SSL is a security that prevents hackers and any kind of viruses to attack on the website, all right? And being theft, online theft, is is a new thing in the market. All right, online theft can be done very easily. People can hack into your website and get the confidential information of your business owners or anyone. All right, and use it into any kind of illegal way they want. All right, and just to prevent from that, we need to go ahead and get you a good SSL because the scope of this website is pretty big and it will keep on going bigger and bigger. All right, we need to go ahead and get it. All right, and start building the website for you. The website will go into development starting today. All right, and we need to have all of the resources so we can just go ahead and create a stronger base for the website and not leaving any kind of loopholes behind. If you leave any kind of loopholes behind, then, of course, the website's base will not be that strong that we need it to be. All right, if you go on to Yelp, all right, Yelp has a good and strong foundation and a base of the website. All right, it lets for approval or anything like that, it goes over to the SSL, and then SSL lets you pass through. All right, if you're using any kind of hacking tools or any kind of viruses on your computer, Yelp will not let you allow your IP to pass through that website. All right, just to refrain from that, and you not having any kind of issue because SSL is a mandatory. It's not an optional thing anymore. All right, why?
No. Google requires it.
Yes, Google requires it, and you know it. If you don't have an SSL, then, of course, the website will be taken down by Google and red flagged. All right, that this website is not secure. Don't go onto this website. Don't put any of your information on this website because we will not be responsible for that. All right, that is really
now, good. Joe, I understand that the SSLs, you can get SSLs all day from your web host provider, and it will be a blah. But I understand that there's different powers of SSL. You can get a cheap SSL, or you can get a medium SSL, or you can get something that's pretty hardcore.
Absolutely. Well, as of now, as we're starting, I would suggest you that we keep on all of the things to the standard level, all right, because it's just all starting, all right? Nothing that is too much advanced for you, all right, and nothing that is too much low for what we're creating.
Okay.
All right. So, and the question that I have, the content, all right, you will be required a good SEO quality content for the website, all right? And it needs to have an SEO on that as well, as you stated. All right. So what I would suggest, all right, that we do provide SEO plans with the content writing, all right, that we provide the content writing for the whole website.
So I don't care. I don't really care as long as you can get, if you can get the people that when they sign up and they spend money, I don't care. I really don't care. Put as much crap as you can into it. But I want the people to pay for it. So I don't want to be a poor son of a bitch that ends up in a nursing home with a heart attack. So.
Of course not. Well, that is the reason for me being on the call with you, man. To go ahead and
okay.
Know what you think, what I'm thinking, and what will the cost will be for this. All right, because
yes.
We will be needing the resources, and we will need to allocate the resources and get more of the developing hours into it so we can generate and get you something that will be generating revenue for you and not just a website that stays over there, all right, and not going anywhere.
Now, how can we get this to where the people can start paying for it besides me? I mean, how can we get the people to be paying for it? How can we start this thing so that the people help pay for this? What's your ideas and how we can do this?
Well, what I would suggest that we need to go ahead and start with the basic website as of now, and then we need to go ahead and advertise it, and we need to go ahead and perform good advertisement on it so people can start seeing it. If they're not able to see it, then how do you think that they will be able to pay for it? All right, they need
yes,
to
yes.
see it first. All right, they need to
now,
see it, like what is the website about and what benefit are they getting out of it? Because everybody thinks of their benefit as well. All right.
Now, when I go to Estonia or the web search engine, Estonia or whatever, I'm like number 3 on Citybuyed. I'm on page 1, number 3. But they're saying that I'm not on Google's web searches. But
yes.
What was my point? What was my point?
SEO
oh, but anyway, now when I go into my back end to Citybuyed and I'm looking at AW stats, they're showing like I'm getting like 13,000 people a month showing up as far as hits goes. So, and that's just on Estonia.
Yeah, because they might be doing their advertisements for SEO for Yahoo, Google, Bing, Estonia. They might be doing that, all right? And
yes.
They might be getting a lot of people on it, and a lot of people might be signing up and paying them already, all right? So we better start getting to that level where people start paying you directly.
Right.
All right. So tell me, what payment merchants do you have at the moment? Like, do you have PayPal, Stripe, Square? What
Well, what I did do, Joe, is I was trying to start up a different website called Citybuyed.shop. So I could, what I was going to do was design T-shirts of all things with photographs of New York, L.A., and put words on it that says, I'm Citybuyed in L.A., I'm Citybuyed in New York. So I was going to use that when people came from the search engine from Estonia, whatever it's called, and landed on my website, they can also see that Citybuyed.shop is connected to it. And I was going to use that as to have an income so I could pay you guys to make Citybuyed go big time. But I was told that that's probably not a good idea now.
Well, absolutely. Well, what I was thinking was... just give me a minute. Well, the platform will be WordPress that you have officially got on. All right, let me check on the package that you got. Just give me a minute. All right, well, I suppose that you got the Elite website package from us, all right? And that will have that is based on totally WordPress. All right. And let me check on the functionality that you require. All right, okay, that will be the module for account login. Contact info on this front page of video. A lot of people saying videos and pictures sell as income comes in. All right, okay. API, this is something, well, APIs are the links that will redirect the website from one website to another. And API is required
okay.
to add and integrate your payment merchants as well, like PayPal, Stripe, Square, and stuff like that. Okay?
Now, while yes, you're please. Working on this Citify.com, would it be possible to where you're working on this, you can slide on the front page, of Citify.com and say, see our merchandise, Citify.shop, to where I can try, I got a store right now with Shopify. I have a store with Shopify with Citify.shop on it. What I'm just thinking out loud right now is to have, when your guy's building this website, have off to the right or left or something on the top main site to where it says something like, see our shop, Citify.shop.
Yeah,
to where I can sell, T-shirts and something, because if you do it just right, you can get hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this. So the only reason why I want to do this is to pay you guys off, okay? To pay you guys, it's the only to raise money to pay you guys. So. While you're building Citify.com, we can have a thing in the top right corner or something that says Citify.shop, where it will be linked to my Shopify store, to where I can sell things that have pictures on the front page or in the front of their T-shirts that has a picture of New York. I got like 50 T-shirts lined up already, okay? I got 50 T-shirts lined up. Now all I got to do is connect it to Citify.com so I can raise money. So I can raise money for Citify.com. So,
well, yes, be sure.
What do you think?
Well, surely we can go ahead and do that as well. That is not a problem. We can surely go ahead and showcase your other brand as well on the website. But
well, it's just to raise money is all it's for. It's to have a place to sell T-shirts and stuff, shoes and T-shirts and mugs, coffee mugs that says Citify on it. The more I get the word out there, Citify, the more it helps as advertising.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Well, absolutely. Well,
so if I'm selling a bunch of T-shirts out there that says Citify on it, Citify New York, Citify LA, Citify Seattle, Las Vegas, people might get kind of, hey, what's that? So that's.
Well,
I'm just
all,
thinking of a little bit of a marketing thing here. That's why.
Absolutely. Well, that needs to be shown to the people so they can go ahead and get in contact with you for the investment, right? They need to see.
They need to see
something that is more interesting, that catches their attention. All right. If the website is not worth $2-3 million, as you're saying. All right, how will you be able, or we will be able to sell it for $2-3 million?
Well, I don't want to sell Citify. No matter what happens, I'm not selling Citify. We were only talking about L.A.
L.A., yes.
Yeah, only L.A.
Well, if you're talking about an investor who will go ahead and invest $2-3 million on Citify, all right, the website should be creating and should be interesting enough for him to catch his attention and get his money into this website, right? So we can go ahead and make this website and expand this website to a newer and higher level. All right? And I suppose that we are, my team is working on the design for the website, and you said that the competitor is Yelp.com. So we need to be more better than Yelp to give them a good competition, as you stated.
Yes, yes, absolutely. See, Yelp doesn't have anything on it. All it has is a business listing, and that's it. That's all we have. But I want to put something on CityBide that shows that there's content. There's something about New York. There's the parks in New York. There's a concert coming to New York. There's somebody's doing the play downtown. Les Miserables is coming to a theater near you. See, information like that which makes CityBide way bigger than Yelp.
Absolutely. Well, as per the
way bigger.
Absolutely. Well, as per the brief that you have sent me, all right, we do need some resources so we can start working on the website, all right, as the design will be there, but we need to go ahead and allocate the resources so we can start working on it for you, okay? All right? So what we require from you, all right, is that we do need the resources so we can go ahead and set up the security for the website, all right? And we do need the content to be written for the website so we can just go ahead and put it on the website, all right? If someone wants to go ahead and search you or the business on Google, of course, it needs to show CityBide on the top level, all right? Not on second or third page of Google. It needs to be set up on the first page or the second page, right?
No, I want it top number one. Top number one. When it talks about cities, I want to be CityBide being number one. When you say New York, I want CityBide to come up.
Absolutely. Well, that is the thing, that we need to go ahead and write a good quality content so we can go ahead and do that. All right. For that, we need to go ahead and allocate the resources and allocate the team. All right. And the SEO needs to be done on that specific content, because when we write the content, we go ahead and send it over to the team. All right, for Google, so they can approve it, and we let them know, like, hey, this is the website that we're creating, and this is the content for the website, and we're going to go ahead and perform a 12-month or 6 months of SEO on this website. So they give us a go-ahead, a green signal, then we go ahead and do the SEO. Otherwise, if they go ahead and let us know about the revision or anything like that on the content, then we go ahead and revise it for you. All right? Then that's how it's going to be happening. Okay? We do need to go ahead and allocate the resources. We do need to go ahead and get the things done. All right? Your design will be there. You can just go ahead and let us know whichever you like to go with so we can just go ahead and do that. Otherwise, the content needs to be start writing, all right, and the security needs to be set up. The SSL and the content for the SEO needs to be done and there to be there, all right? And as soon as we're going to go ahead and start, the sooner you're going to go ahead and get the investors in, all right? And if we're going to go ahead and delay, of course, we will be losing a lot of our people. And
now, how much am I going to need to come up to start this again? I'm scared to death.
Don't be scared to death, all right? Don't be scared about it. Whatever we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and be there to go ahead and help you out with the best of the things that we can provide, all right? Not just to let you know and about the cost and everything like that. The cost for the SEO and the content included, all right, is of almost $15.99 to $16.99, all right? That is a one-time fee that we charge our clients, so they can go ahead, so we can go ahead and write the whole content and perform the SEO for 12 months as well, all right? That way,
okay.
Yes. And the security that needs to be set up on the website is of $4.99. So in total, $15.99 with $4.99, that will come up at, just give me a minute.
$2,000.
Yes, sir.
No, $2,100.
That was the requirement that I need from you. So I can provide you with the things that you require all right, and it can be showcased over to the investors. If it is not that great, to be really honest with you, Charlie, if it's not that
great,
then of course, then we will not be able to go ahead and gain the interest for the investors.
Of course, yeah. Okay, so what are you saying I'm going to have?
Well, you'll be having the security and the content for the website, all right, that we will go ahead and write it. My team will write it for you, and we'll send out to you as well and to Google as well, all right? So they can verify it, and they can just go and send it back, like, hey, it's good to go for the website, then we're just going to go ahead and upload it over to the website for you as well.
I'm talking about money. You're going to want more money from me. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So allocate the resources and get the things for you done for you.
Well, I need to know. You said $1,599 and $499, so that's $2,100 in my book.
Yes, sir.
That's going to take me a while to come up with that.
Because that is just the basic thing, all right? And that is the basic cost that I told you about. But the advanced thing, it might go up to like $5,000 or $6,000 or even $7,000 for that.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell you about $5,000 or $6,000. I told you about like $2,000 only. That is a requirement.
Okay. I'll see what I can do about it.
And
That's a big question. I'm stifled right now for money. Until I sell something.
Think about the things that you'll be getting in once this thing starts. All right. Just think about the revenue that you will be generating from this. Think about the people who will be starting to invest, as you're saying, $2 to $3 million on it. All right, and then you're going to be a happy guy. You'll be like, okay, well, thank God I sold that to get this, and now I'm rich. I'm going to go ahead and get it back.
Yeah, I kind of understand that, but I don't want to sell CityBite. I never want to sell CityBite.
No one will be selling anything, all right, for CityBite. CityBite will never be sold in this history. It will stay yours and yours forever.
Yeah, so
but we do need to go ahead and give out a good competition to Yelp, starting with all of the things basic. And this is the basic thing that we need to start with.
Okay, now what I sent you guys already was $600.
Yes, sir.
So what I sent you was $600 already. So what do I need to how much more do I need to send to you?
Well, you do need to send in exactly 2,000. 2,100 was the cost, but I'll waive off the $98 for you, so you can just go ahead and do that for us.
Do what for you?
You can just go ahead and send in the $2,200, all right, so we can start with the content and the security to go ahead and make the base secure for the website.
What about the $600 I've already sent?
Well, the $600 that you have already sent was to create, just to allocate the resources that are required for the website to be in place.
Okay.
Well, the content and the security is something else. All right. Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, let me go see what I can do besides have a heart attack. See, I have done this, Joe. I have done this about 8 times already. $2,000 here, $2,000 there, $2,000 here, $2,500 here, $3,000 over there.
Well, I can guarantee this right now. All right, whatever I commit, I will send it to you on a written base, so everything is all documented for you. All right, that is my guarantee.
Okay.
But yes. Because I really like to work in full transparency. That is the reason I am on the call with you for more than an hour now and explaining the service that I will be providing to you. No one does that. They're all like, okay, we'll just pay the amount, and we're not going to be on the call, and things go on.
Yeah.
And then you pay it, and then you get the return of that service. While I am on the call with you for more than an hour explaining you the service and explaining the procedure and explaining you all of the things that we will require for the website to go over there.
Right. That's okay. Let me see what I can do, Joe. That's all I can say. I'm going to see if I can't sell my truck and then see if I can't come up with cash like that.
Mm-hmm. And how soon do you think do that so I can let the team know and we can start working?
Yes. Let me figure out how I can sell my truck and my transmission, which is a different story. And then I can use that to invest into this.
Of course. Well, that is not a problem.
Okay.
All right.
Let me get off the phone.
Can you give me a time or a date or anything like that so I can let the team run? We can start.
No, I can't pull rabbits out of my ass, so I can't have no idea.
Of course.
So I don't know. I'll work on it and see what I can do.
Mm-hmm. Or what I can do for you, if it's the price issue, what I can do, you can just go with the partial as well. That is an option for you.
And what's a partial?
Well, the partial is that you pay the half of the amount, all right, or like 40% of the amount or 60% of the amount up front, and then you can just go and pay the rest of it in the next week or so.
Okay.
And by that time, you will be able to see the work that I'm telling you about.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
And what hosting service provider are you going to use?
That we will use what is the best for you, all right? We do have an affiliation with HostGator, GoDaddy, Bluehost, and Hostinger. We do have an affiliation with them, all right? And Dedicated is what you prefer yourself, that you would like to go for using the Dedicated hosting server, that you set it yourself. That's shared is not a good option for you as well. And not even for the CityFi as well. That will put CityFi on risk.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, let's see what happens. As I say it, let shit hit the fan. So, and see what happens.
And you'll be proud once you see the website yourself. You'll be proud of it. You'll be happy with the service. I can guarantee you that because I do have a clientele of 209 clients with me who are working with me and are happy in generating revenue.
Yes. And evidently, Orbit is on Trustpilot, so they say that you're okay, you're great, you do your shit. So.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Okay, Joe, have a good day. I got to get off the phone and figure out how I'm going to do this.
Sure. All right, well, that's not a problem, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Joe.
No worries about it. And I'll be giving you a call pretty soon to let you know about the design of the website, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll take care.
Thanks very much.
No worries, sir.
Yeah, bye-bye.